The Unclaimed Baggage Center in Scottsboro, Alabama, about an hour's drive from Chattanooga, is one of Alabama's biggest tourist attractions. Over 1 million people from all over the U.S. and overseas visit the store every year in search of a bargain. Everything in the store is from somebody's lost luggage, and prices range from 20 to 80% off retail. The airlines have a remarkably good return rate on lost luggage. According to the Unclaimed Baggage Center's website, 99.5% of all lost luggage is returned to its owner within 3 months. But that 0.5% adds up to a huge amount of lost luggage, much of it what you'd expect. But according to Brenda Cantrell, UBC's brand ambassador, along with the expected assortment of clothes and shoes, there are often a few surprises.
People pack bizarre and expensive things in their luggage, as well as carry-on items, and airlines are legally liable for the checked baggage. But carry-on is a different story. The responsibility lies with the passenger. And many times, whether it's just in a hurry to get off the plane, a connecting flight, a distracting child, you know, there's lots of electronics that are left in those back compartments. Lots of noise-canceling headphones, but also lots of neck pillows, too, I must say.
So all of this is stuff that's left in the cabin on the plane?
Yes, in addition to, you know, the unclaimed baggage, yes.
Okay, so there's a distinction
there's
there.
The checked baggage.
Right, which they're responsible for, aren't they? So if they lose it, they have to replace it, right?
Yes, they have entire departments of people that, you know, go through the efforts to try to reunite bags with their owners. And over 99.9% of the time, they are successful. We've heard some amazing success stories.
So you buy them from the airline?
Absolutely. Yeah,
how do you buy them? Like on an auction basis? Or how does that work?
It's all through contract. And so, I mean, we're the only one in America that does this.
So you're buying it sight unseen, so you don't know what you're buying.
Absolutely, yeah. We don't know if we're getting a suitcase full of shrink-wrapped, vacuum-packed frogs. Or if we're getting diamond rings.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
That you'd find a diamond ring and that nobody would ever say, you know?
We have found thousands of diamonds over the years. I mean, we have an incredible jewelry counter. That in itself is like a jewelry museum in its own. We actually just sold the appraised price was $60,000 on a Rolex watch, $62,000, and we sold it for $30,000.
So somebody lost a $60,000 watch?
You know, if somebody can afford a $60,000 watch, they probably had insurance on it, and they can probably afford another one.
You know? So somebody got a good deal.
Somebody got
50%.
Oh yeah, they bought it. It was appraised at $62,000, and someone purchased it for $30,000. Gorgeous watch.
But that's not typically what you sell.
No, but it's not uncommon for us to have jewelry pieces anywhere, you know, from $5,000 to $15,000, multiple pieces any day of the week. You know, and we sell at half the appraisal value on jewelry.
Along with the sometimes surprisingly expensive jewelry, in the past 40 years they've been open, they have found a suit of armor, a collection of Egyptian artifacts dating to 1500 BC, and of course, items that once belonged to somebody famous.
We've seen our fair share of celebrity items come through and autographed items.
What do you mean celebrity items?
Oh my goodness. We've probably had this one particular suitcase for 30 years. It was actually Marie Osmond's dress clothes. And we later found this out, you know, obviously with the age of the internet, but the skirt alone probably weighed 40 pounds and was the tiniest waist I'd ever seen.
Really? 40 pounds?
Oh,
Was it made of?
It all embellished with beading and, you know, it was very showy, very showy. You think late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, but can you imagine wearing a 40-pound dress?
No. And as small as she was, I don't know how she would have had the energy to do it.
Yeah, that's about half her weight, right?
I mean, it was just... It's unbelievable, you know, and we've had, we have a road crew jacket that was signed, Paul McCartney's road crew, you know, and he autographed the jacket for whoever it was. And
so in the case of the Marie Osmond thing, you were able to identify that after the fact.
Well, 20, 30 years later.
Yeah, but you still had it. You never did sell it.
No, actually it's going to go on display in our store probably the next 6 months.
Well, I guess anybody looking at it would say, a 40-pound dress, what would I want that for, right?
Right. I mean, and that's the thing with a number of the items on display in our store. They're neat to look at, but what would you do with it if you bought it, you know?
Wow.
And we have these moose antlers on display that probably span between 5 and 6 feet wide. Well, it's really cool, but it'd only be cool if you're the one that killed it. You had it mounted up in your living room. True. So, that's, you know, true. Why would you buy that? But it's fantastic to look at in our store and get the story behind
it. I mean, it does sort of beg the question, doesn't it, why somebody would take that on airline in the first place?
You know, we heard back, I think, when that particular item came in, that was they would see a lot of those in the Pacific Northwest come through on airplanes.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. I can see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you've gone to that much trouble, you know, and then just lose it, you know, you just don't wonder about that, don't you?
You know, I don't think it was a carry-on item either.
So how does it work? Do you got sort of regular shipments? How do you organize that?
Well, you know, we have our own trucks that go around the country to pick up these items and bring them back. And we have an entire...
So you go to wherever.
We go to them.
Yeah.
And then we have an entire processing facility where we unpack these items. With the apparel, we launder and dry clean it, one of the largest dry cleaning facilities in the state.
And I guess my guess would be that that's what you have the most of, right? It's
apparel,
clothes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what people pack the most. I mean, we have everything that I guess you could say a normal department store would have in that respect. But we also have your electronics store, your high-end jewelry store, the experience with the museum. We actually have what we call our UBC baggage experience, our unclaimed baggage center experience, where every day at 2:30, someone gets to unpack an unprocessed suitcase and go through the process with us of how we make decisions on what we sell, what we throw away. And it, you know, you try to deduct from what's in the bag, with obviously a male or a female passenger, where were they coming from or where were they going to? Was it potentially a business traveler? Was it a pleasure traveler? Was it probably a carry-on bag versus a checked bag? You know, and we don't know these things when we get this bag. We just make sure there's nothing harmful or overly embarrassing in it before we, you know, have the public have a chance at it, because there's things in there that other people don't want to handle. And so it's just really, it's really Imagine. Fun to see that insight.
As she said, people sometimes pack the most bizarre things. One bag they opened held a live rattlesnake. More than one bag was apparently stuffed with moldering cheese, another with an armadillo. It's a bit like that game show where people gamble on the unseen contents in the box. Sometimes a pleasant surprise, sometimes not. It was Doyle Owens who first had the idea to buy the baggage the carrier couldn't return. In 1970, he borrowed $300 from one grandfather and a pickup truck from the other and bought his first load of unclaimed baggage from the Trailways Bus Company in Washington, D.C.
He started 44 years ago. It's always one of those statements we hear it day in and day out. Why didn't I think of that? Well, he did, and he took a risk. You know, he had two small boys at the time, had a steady income with his regular job, and took a risk that a lot of people wouldn't do, and had the forethought and the gumption to go after this, and was determined to make it successful. And because there is a limited amount of unclaimed baggage, and because of the service that we provide and the level of professionalism that we provide on the back end as well as the front end, nobody can duplicate what we do. I mean, they just can't, from start to finish. Nobody can duplicate our process. There are years and years and years of expertise that have gone in. If you were to add it up, thousands of years, essentially, of knowledge that have gone in to make this business, from the day we pick up the bag until the day it's purchased from somebody else, by somebody else.
Well, essentially what you do at any given time is it's always a gamble. Because as you say, you have no idea what you're buying.
Right.
So you're buying a pig and a poke, aren't you?
Yes.
Sometimes you get a pig and sometimes you get bones.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, there's some vendors that we produce a lot more sellable items than others, you know. But again, our historical knowledge, we know most people pack clothes and accessories and things like that. We've certainly seen an uptick in higher-end electronics in the last, you know, 5 to 7 years, substantial increase in that.
And computers, too, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Because there's so many portable computers now.
Yes. And most of those items will be probably from a carry-on origination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the airlines will do what they can to try to reunite those items, but that's not their primary focus. It's the passenger and the checked baggage. And so when we acquire those items, you know, batteries may be dead, whatnot, but we go through and clear them all with essentially a Department of Defense protocol. We don't just do a factory reset. We clear it to the nth degree, if you will, you know, to provide a secure purchase.
Gotcha. Because there's some sort of privacy issue with that, I suppose, when it's a computer, because there's no telling what's on it, right? Is that
right.
What you mean?
Right. So, I mean, not only do we clear just the data that you see, we do a deeper clearing of it. So, because there's people out there that are very intelligent that can dig a little deeper and, you know, get your family vacation photos, which we try to ensure that's not the case.
So what are your hours?
We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 6. And we have a few more weeks left in the summer. So our summer hours on Friday and Saturday, we're open till 7.
The more than 40,000 square foot store covers a city block in Scottsboro. Details are on their website. Just Google Unclaimed Baggage Center. You'll find it. It's the only one. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.